I said Sunday, I'm just going to make this statement. I said Sunday, and I have it. I've got to get talk to the bookstore lady. We're going to order, I know, a bunch of, we're going to get a large number of these. And the title of this book, Your Faith in God Will Work. And, you know, sometime, you know, and I remember years ago when I first started preaching, and when you don't have a lot of knowledge and got a lot of zeal, but little knowledge and don't have a lot of wisdom. I don't say I have all that wisdom now, but I like to think I'm a little bit smarter today than I was yesterday. Amen. And my concept of preaching, what preaching and teaching is what I was exposed to. And growing up, and quite natural, whatever kind of home you come up in, that's the way you're going to act. Amen. Amen. Until you learn some new things. But if you don't ever learn any new thing, you just keep on acting that way. Amen. Amen. And so my concept of preaching and teaching and pastoring, because I never did it before, quite natural, you know, you're a novice, you're young, and you're going to do what you see the older one do. Until you can get enough maturity on you and hear from the one that called you and told you to do it. Then you do it the way he said, not. And then if you don't watch it, you'll pick up a lot of things you have to start discarding. And sometimes you pick up a lot of stuff and it's hard to discard. If you don't get just downright serious about it, that stuff will hang on to you for years and years and years. And I said all that to get to this, because that's what I'm going to do tonight. We have this little book here, and I recommend and I encourage, and I'm strongly saying you need it. There's so many things we carry, we put up with, we endure, we in life because we didn't know how, we never learned how to get the word in that place to eliminate. So I'm going to say some things to you tonight from the Word of God. Whereas years ago, I never would have said it because my understanding was not near where it is now. And the Holy Spirit is going to help me to say it because years ago, I thought if you said something like that, people are sin, that's open the door for them to sin. But somebody made a statement, I said it many times, I heard them say it. And one thing I found out about people, they don't need a license to sin. They do that without a license. Amen. So, you know, they say you give people. But when you find out who you are, what God had done for you, how free you are, and then you get that down in your spirit, all the stuff, the baggage, all the devil has been doing, you just put him in the road. There's so many things he robbed you of, held you back from, and you struggled with, and you have no business doing it. It's not even the will of God. Now, the Lord blessed Cora and me with 7 children. And the more we learn about God, those children, they didn't really know at times when we was going through stuff, we believed God, but my whole point is, they didn't lay up at night and worry, well, where are we going to get the next meal? One time we got down so low we didn't know where we were going to get the next meal from, but God always provided. Amen. And what I'm trying to tell you that God never intended for you to worry. Try to figure out how you're going to do it. That's the world, and that's religion, that's tradition. That's what religion will do. He expects you to believe him, trust him, and obey him, and learn how to use your faith and receive from him. Amen. Amen. So, you notice we were on the scripture that says, but I'm going to, and if y'all can pull up the Passion Translation, I'm going to use that tonight. And pretty much. And you can pull it up in Ephesians chapter 1. We're just going to open it up. And we'll be going back and forth, you know, with other translations, King James. And there's some things we are going to say. The Spirit of God is going to say. I believe it's going to help us. Is this the second or the third Wednesday night? What is this? Third. Okay, we missed the first, right? And I was gone last Wednesday night, right? So this is the third. And what we're going to do is get ready to set the course for the year of 2019. Because it's going to be a year like you ain't never lived in before. You're going to see things, do things, have things, and go places. And you never been. You'll have things you never had. You're going to do things you never done. You experience things you never experienced before in the realm of the Spirit of the living God. God is real. Amen. I'm going to say it again. God is real. Amen. And let me make this statement. He so loved you, you have no idea. You have a small understanding of how much he loves you. If you knew, if I knew, if we had full revelation of how much he loved us, you couldn't be quiet. When I made that statement, I had to calm you down. You went wild. If you knew, but see, and that's what we're going to get acquainted with, his love, his grace, his mercy. I got faith. I've been made like him. I'm guilty of nothing. I beat myself up. Thank God I learned. I should beat myself up. I used to question myself. Why this? Why that? Why? I felt like and I know none of you been there, but, you know, I had to grow up because I couldn't help you if I stayed there. Amen. So, your faith, I want you to make this statement. My faith in God. Will work for me. Now listen to this. I want you to make this statement. I'm going to read the scripture. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to read the scripture. If you can turn it, if y'all got it, just hold it. We are coming there. So don't leave that.